It's Wednesday, January 20th, 2021. I'm Noah Glick with KUNR News. As COVID-19 continues to wreak havoc on hospitals and communities, Nevada continues to see high test positivity rates of the virus. The rate has been hovering at around 20% since early December. This means about 1 in 5 people getting tested are testing positive. In Nevada, on average, there have been over 1,600 new daily cases over the last 2 weeks, along with 18 deaths daily during the same time period. And the Washoe County Health District reported one additional COVID-19 related death Tuesday, bringing the total to 568 since March. The county also reported 235 additional cases. In the Quad Counties, an additional death from COVID-19 was reported yesterday, bringing the total number of people who have died near the capital city to 168. In Elko County, recoveries outnumbered new cases yesterday, 94 to 13. The incoming Biden administration has laid out some ambitious plans to turn the tide on the pandemic. The Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen explains what it means for the region.
In a speech last week, President-elect Joe Biden said when it comes to vaccine distribution, his administration will, quote, manage the hell out of this operation, unquote. Part of that plan includes setting up mobile vaccination units in rural areas. Christine Porter is a public health expert at the University of Wyoming. She says that could make it a lot easier for folks to get vaccinated in the Mountain West.
What these mobile clinics do is make it available, and there will be some people who want them, and that will protect them, and it should help reduce transmission rates in general in that community, even though some people might choose not to get vaccinated with that opportunity.
Rural residents are among the most hesitant to get a COVID-19 vaccine, but Porter says the community outreach portion of Biden's plan could help address that as well. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
As Washoe County continues their vaccination efforts, the regional COVID-19 response introduced a vaccine waiting list last week for seniors to join. As of Tuesday, the waiting list has had more than 27,000 submissions. Over 1,800 people have already been selected from the list. The Washoe County Health District has administered over 10,000 vaccines and received an additional 6,000 doses yesterday. Outside organizations like local hospitals, REMSA, and the City of Reno and Sparks have administered vaccines as well. After almost 2 months, the Reno Fire Department has concluded its investigation into the cause of the Pine Haven fire. Fire Marshal Trey Palmer spoke at a press conference Tuesday.
It is our professional opinion that this fire started in the drainage from an arc event in the overhead power lines caused by an extraordinary wind conditions. The high voltage arc event would be sufficient to ignite the lightweight fuels below.
Palmer said there were no signs of negligence to the power lines, which are maintained by NV Energy. 5 homes were destroyed and over 20 homes were damaged in Northwest Reno near Collin Ranch. The Washoe County Health District received and administered over 700 doses of the Moderna vaccine from the same lot that has been linked to 6 allergic reactions in California. According to the Nevada Independent, California health officials have recommended that vaccines from that lot no longer be used. The vaccines were administered in Washoe County Monday. No allergic reactions have been reported locally. A spokesperson for the health district says the CDC urged them to continue using the vaccine while the FDA investigates. The Nevada System of Higher Education Board of Regents unanimously approved the appointment of an interim chief of staff in a special meeting on Friday. Carrie Nikolajewski will serve on an interim basis. This allows the regents to either establish a search committee for a permanent chief of staff or appoint her to the position permanently. As a note of disclosure, the Board of Regents to the Nevada System of Higher Education holds the license to this station. Several pharmacies across Nevada will begin administering COVID-19 vaccines by appointment. You must be part of one of the qualifying groups. Nevada eligibility currently includes people 70 and older, various healthcare workers, and law enforcement officers. Those are your morning news headlines for Wednesday, January 20th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.